put food in your mouth and you
chew.
And if something made with cornmeal and boiled water.
Mush.
And you said the tenant farmers used to put the paling up around their
garden.
And what grows in the garden?
Vegetables.
And corn, with the husks removed, is?
Hominy.
Right, and if it's ground up?
Meal.
Well, how about the stuff that they have with eggs in the morning?
Grits.
Yeah. Would you call that just meal?
No. Grits must be a coarse grinding. Maybe with the heart taken out or something.
And a kind of grain. This is the kind of grain that doesn't grow. Grows only in swampy areas. White, and when it's boiled, it gets white. The basic food of the Orient.
Rice.
Sure. And terms for cheap whiskey, especially cheap whiskey that's made under unsanitary conditions.
Oh, I've heard it called lots of things. Now this is recently, because we didn't hear much about that when I was growing up. Moonshine,
yeah,
of course, was what they called it back then. But rot gut,
yeah.
And what's blow?
That's great. That's the one I want to ask you about. Well, what do you have?
Well, it doesn't really mean anything to me. I mean,
I
reckon just an old cheap.
That might be a Knoxville word, because it just comes. It's just an area is fairly within the Knoxville range. It's kind of a, but that's. I'd never heard it before.
Well, I guess that I've read it more than I've heard it, maybe in reports of.
Read it where now? In.
In news.
Okay.
Like a raid was made and moonshiners were caught, and there's so many gallons
of paper
blow.
Would this be?
Newspaper, the Knoxville Journal or Sentinel or something like that.
Is that the main paper?
The reporting, yes.
The people in Caswell are more dependent on that than. That's the only daily paper, I guess. It's Louisville paper.
We never. Yeah. Nobody down here takes the Louisville paper.
I saw it up in the motel, but that's.
Is that right?
Yeah, but that's because I suppose it's right next to Kentucky.
Well, I doubt if anyone here, maybe the newspaper people themselves take it, but other than that,
okay.
I guess.
And then any names for just homemade or beer or whiskey?
Well, now there's a home brew, but I don't know. It's probably a type of beer.
Mm-hmm.
But homemade whiskey, I don't know what they'd be.
But that's okay. If you don't have any,
I don't know.
Moonshine doesn't necessarily mean bad. I mean, it isn't automatic. It doesn't automatically mean it could be good.
Yes, it's just made not in a distillery. It's distilled illegally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the stuff you pour on pancakes is
syrup,
and if something isn't artificial, you say this is
pure
or
genuine.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you might have something else you have jam and
jelly.
And if you wanted, there's a bowl of apples on the table, and you might say, "Someone, please
pass me an apple, give me an apple."
Yeah. And I'm talking about two groups of boys, and I say, "Is he talking about these boys?" And you say, "No."
Those boys.
And if you're telling me where something is, you say, "Oh, it's right
there, over there."
Yeah. Okay. Now, what about the expression you probably don't use, yander, but was yander fairly common?
Yonder. We didn't say yander. We said yonder.
Nobody
over
said,
yonder.
Nobody said yander, as you can recall.
Well, yes. Tenant farmers move back and forth. You know, somebody might move into our valley who had lived three ridges over. Sometimes.
I see.
And we got a variation of.
I see. That's interesting. They were kind of the migrants who moved. They were less. They might. They might.